In September 1985, a celebration was held at a New Orleans municipal swimming pool. The occasion was the celebration of the first summer in memory when no one had drowned at any New Orleans city pool. In honor of the somewhat historic event, 200 people gathered at one of New Orleans' largest pools, including 100 certified lifeguards. The festivities lasted for several hours, but as the party was breaking up and the four lifeguards that were on duty began to clear the pool, they found a fully dressed body in the deep end. They tried to revive Jerome Moody, who was 31 years old, but it was too late. He drowned surrounded by friends and people trained at lifeguards who had come to commemorate a safe and successful season at the pool. However, he lost his life, and no one even noticed. You know, when I read that story, when I found that story, I wondered how many people are drowning in loneliness and despair right around us while no one notices. While no one notices. Even as they struggle for the air of human kindness and companionship, their voices go unheard. So many times, you see, we gather in the church and fail to notice that someone sitting right beside us is going under in a sea of loneliness and fear and despair. There are many churches where people gather and sing the old hymn, "Rescue the Perishing," one of my favorites, and yet they fail to notice the person right next to them who is perishing. In our culture, and individuality, we have paid the price, even in the church, with the loss of friendships, with the loss of community, with even within the church believing that we can do it on our own. We may pride ourselves in our self-sufficiency, but the result is that we no longer belong to anyone. Then we wonder why making genuine friends is such a struggle in our life. We wonder why friends are so fleeting in our life, and we wonder why we feel so alone most of the time. Have you ever wondered these things? Why don't I have any real friends? Why are my friendships so short-lived? Why do I feel so alone? We can look back in Scripture and find that loneliness is not a new thing. King David wrote in the 102nd Psalm, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is stricken and withered like grass. I am too wasted to eat my bread. Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my skin. I am like an owl of the wilderness, like a little owl of the waste places. I lie awake. I am like a lonely bird on the housetop. All day long my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse." Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever lied awake at night? Felt alone? Even your best friend just didn't quite get it. Maybe your husband or your wife just truly didn't understand, and you felt so deeply alone. If we turn to 1 Kings 19:14, we find one of the greatest prophets in Jewish history, Elijah, felt alone and afraid for his life. He said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." How do we deal with loneliness? How do we deal with that deep, uncomfortable hollowness in our hearts?